An answer we have just received today from the Austrian Ministry of the Interior about Romania's perspectives to join the Schengen area says that Austria is in favor of postponing the vote on Schengen accession and there will be no approval on Thursday. Is there still any space for negotiations?
I think there's no space right now, and we're quite surprised in Austria too. There has been a yes and no and yes and no over the last few days. We, at Profil magazine, my magazine, we did an interview with the Minister of Interior, Gerhard Karner, a few days ago, and he said, well, there's no room for Bulgaria, Romania, yes for Croatia. Then, like yesterday, the day before yesterday, it looked like there was space, at least Romania, where we talked or listened to the Chancellor and today I heard or saw an interview with the Minister of European Affairs, Caroline Edstalle, and she just said what you were just quoting, that there will be a veto and there will be no negotiation right now at this moment. So I do agree that seems to be the position on what will happen on Thursday.
Why did Austria take a stand so late on this issue?
That's a very good question. The answer is why late? Because it's not a question that's based on facts at all. Two reasons. The one superficial reason is the Austrian Volkspartei, which is the leading party in the government, does have a lot of problems, and they have problems because they changed the chancellor about a year ago, and now they're down in votes. Sebastian Kurz, who had been the chancellor before, was hardcore on immigrants, and that was part of his success. Now the Volkspartei is trying to do the same thing again, and with a lot of problems with migration in Austria. They're trying to change to different course to make up ground. Second thing is, yes, they're right. Schengen does not work in Europe. Like 75% of the asylum seeking people coming to Austria had not been registered before in any other country, and they should have, of course, because we don't have any border with non-Schengen countries. So Schengen doesn't work, that's true. And I think Austria is for a short period of time at least using this veto as a weapon or as a lever to find different solutions. So as I said, two different things. One, Austria is right, Schengen doesn't work, and it's stupid that Austria has that high number of asylum seeking people in the country without exterior borders. And secondly, it's a question of Austrian interior politics and of a government that doesn't have support in the Austrian population.
Speaking about the data associated with illegal migrants, Romania argues that a tiny fraction, less than 3% of illegal migrants applying for asylum in Austria would have passed through our country. Why is Romania viewed as a major problem on the illegal migrants' route to Austria?
I can only agree, and most journalists in Austria would agree. There have been stories in Austrian newspapers that are just citing the same figures that you were just citing right now. Of course, Romania, neither Romania nor Bulgaria are a problem. You have worked, as we can see it, quite diligently on securing the borders. Frontex is working, but the reason is, as I said, is not to be looked at in fact, not in that tiny fraction of illegal immigrants really applying for asylum in Austria, but the reason is very different. That's why it's so illogical and not based on what's really going on. The reason is within Austrian politics on the one hand, and within European politics in general. And I'm afraid that Romania, as Bulgaria, are victims of that non-fact-based Austrian politics.
From Austria's point of view, what should the European Union do in order to fix this problem?
I think in the midterm run, I can't tell you how long that is. I'm probably maybe talking about month, maybe a couple of years. There will be some kind of deal. Austria will sooner or later give in on its position. Austria is not strong enough, and this is not the first time that Austria is trying to put pressure on the European Union, and will pull back sooner or later because Austria doesn't really have that negotiation power that other European countries do have. So I'm afraid Romania, as Bulgaria, will have to be a little patient. But looking at similar veto threats of Austria or mingling within European Union, Austria usually doesn't hold for too long, and there will be some kind of wording that will allow the European Union to enlarge the Schengen realm, the Schengen area, and Romania will be part of that.